Joined by player coach of the Manchester Storm, Omar Pasha. Pasha, look a wee bit beat up after the weekend. You're sporting a black eye. How's the recovery coming along?
It's going well, but I think there's a lot of guys banged and bruised up. But a few days off here, and the guys look good, and I think they'll be all ready to go on Friday.
Back on the ice this morning, as you say, after a couple of days off, and looks like we could potentially have a full-strength team this weekend.
Yeah, we purposely gave an extra day off this weekend, just to give our guys an extra day, just because everybody has nibbles and a few injuries here and there, and we were hoping to get everybody fit for Friday. And a few guys skated yesterday. The guys that were questionable, but good news, now everybody's back. We'll have a full squad, and it's exciting because it's been a while now, and we don't have to almost put guys out of position, so it's good to have everybody back.
And a big weekend coming up as well, 3-3, two games up in Glasgow on Friday night, Edinburgh Saturday, and then back here on Sunday to face the Fife Flyers at 5 o'clock. Huge weekend for the club.
Yeah, there's no hiding from it. This weekend we'll say this every week, but it's the most important weekend of the year so far. Three games and three nights. Now we have more bodies. Now we have three lines for the first time in a month. So it's exciting. And like I said, guys now are going to play in the regular position, which is great. Also we'll have our 5D man back. So. You know what, it's good to have everybody back for the weekend. Now we just have to make sure that we maintain our focus, we play the system, and you know what, some guys, they were playing 35, 40 minutes, and now they can just play a high area tempo game now that there is three lines and there is five defensemen.
We've seen this team obviously short-benched over the last month, but with an incredible amount of effort, which a lot of the clubs that we've come up against have noticed. I suppose the key is for that effort to translate into a full strength team and to get that that work rate from all of the guys that are back in the lineup as well.
Yeah, the effort and passion has been great for the last few weeks, but you know what, it can't change now, and it has to come from everybody that was playing, and even the new guys back in the lineup here. They have to bring that same emotion, that same effort, work ethic, and that same passion that we have all had in the past few weeks, and I'm sure it will. Obviously first game back for with a full squad, it's always a bit of an adjustment at the beginning, but you know what, we have to stay, like I said, focused and on the task, and I'm sure it will go well.
The Brayhead clan are a team that we saw obviously on Sunday, and then we travel up there on Friday evening. Always it's a nice barn to go into, but it's always a difficult barn as well. What's your thoughts leading into that game?
I mean, every game it's going to be difficult. I mean, we've been there before in Brayhead. We've had a good two periods in the third. Unfortunately, bad breaks, and we lost a game in the third. But we've played Brayhead on Sunday. We've learned a lot from them. On their power play and their penalty kill too. So it's all about playing to the system and being well prepared. It's a tough building to play in, but you know what, on a bigger ice surface, our speedy forwards will have a bit more room, so hopefully they can get a bit more offense going. And it's also fun because there's a lot of our fans coming down, so it's exciting to see that.
Just talk about that. We've seen a sellout game here on New Year's Day, and then the following day we took a huge crowd over to Sheffield, and now we've got a big crowd heading up to the Glasgow and Edinburgh this Friday and Saturday evening. It's brilliant to see in such a short space of time.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, the support we've had since day one here in Manchester, you can just see every week there's more and more people coming at the shelter, and you can almost feel a buzz around the town here in Altrincham. But there's also more support from the team all around Manchester, so it's great to see that. And you know what, I think the fans appreciate the effort the boys have had in the last few weeks here, and the passion they brought in the games, and that's something that we don't want to change, especially Friday. And it's going to be exciting to see, I think almost 200 fans are coming in to Brayhead and Edinburgh on the weekend, and it's always fun to play in front of passionate fans. And back home Sunday, I expect a good crowd too.
Yeah, you mentioned Sunday, 5 o'clock face-off here against the Fife Flyers. That's going to be another big match and an important game for us to start winning at home as well.
It is. But again, it starts, our three-game series starts on the road on Friday, and that's the focus we have to have. We have to be focused from that first period on against Braid and go from there. But anytime you get a home game on Sunday against a conference team, it's extremely huge, and especially against Fife. You know, we've had some good games against them, some good battles, and that's going to be no different on Sunday. But again, like I said, the focus has to be on Friday with all our guys back, with all our guys ready and excited to go, and we'll go from there.
Thanks, Bash. So folks, you can get your tickets for Sunday's game by visiting the club website, www.manchesterstorm.com, or alternatively give the box office a call on 0161 926 872. That's 0161 926 8782. We'll see you on Sunday at the Storm Shelter.